You're listening to SBS News.
A human rights organisation has cited irregularities in the Turkish presidential elections, which saw Recep Tayyip Erdogan re-elected with sweeping new executive powers. Mr. Erdogan has won 53% of the presidential vote, while his AK party has taken 42.5% of the parliamentary vote. Mr. Erdogan's main rival, Muharrem İnce of the Republican People's Party, has conceded defeat, but says the elections are unjust and the presidential system that now takes effect is very dangerous. Independent Election Monitor, the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe, has praised the high voter turnout, which state media says was at nearly 87%, saying it demonstrates Turks' commitment to democracy. But the OSCE delegation head, Ambassador Audrey Glover, says heavy media bias in favour of Mr. Erdogan throughout the campaign was concerning.
The conditions for contestants to compete on an equal basis was lacking. Our media monitoring showed that presidential candidates and the political parties were not given equal access to national media outlets, and the TV mostly covered the incumbent president and the ruling party. This resulted in voters not being given balanced information about the campaign and preventing them from making an informed choice.
The vote ushers in a powerful executive presidency where the office of prime minister will be abolished. Mr. Erdogan will instead be able to issue decrees to form and regulate ministries and remove civil servants, all without parliamentary approval. Opposition leader Muharrem İnce says this puts the future of Turkey in a precarious position.
The new regime that takes effect from today onwards is a major danger for Turkey. A single party or a single person becoming the state and at the same time the executive, legislative and the judiciary is a problem of existence in itself and will continue to be a major danger for Turkey.
Turkish academics are also concerned about Mr. Erdogan's new executive powers. Professor Serhat Güvenç of Kadir Has University in Istanbul says the parliament's role has been compromised.
It's a new phase. Parliament, compared to the previous system, has to settle for much reduced powers, especially in checking the executive, in auditing the, in controlling the executive. And its political role it will be much reduced compared to the previous parliaments.
The European Commission says it hopes Mr. Erdogan will remain a committed partner for the European Union on migration, security, regional stability and the fight against terrorism. Turkey's EU accession bid stalled some time ago amid disputes on a range of issues, including the country's human rights record. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has sent a letter to the new president, stressing the importance of a stable and pluralistic Turkey, in which democratic participation and the protection of the rule of law is strengthened. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin and British Prime Minister Theresa May have called for cooperation with Turkey in ending the Syrian conflict. Professor Güvenç says he expects international relations to remain the same.
It seems that the anti-Western, anti-US, anti-European Union rhetoric paid off, you know, in domestic politics. So we may see a continuation of this tough rhetoric, you know, tough anti-Western rhetoric in Turkish public, whereas on the official level, on the bureaucratic level, the foreign policy might remain business as usual.
Tara Quisaletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.